This is Paloma from PiratePods.com, and today I'm chatting with members of Gentle Ghost from Norman, Oklahoma. Hello, Gentle Ghost!
Hello!
Hi!
Tell me who you are, what you contribute to the band, what you're wearing, what you had for breakfast, and then give me an interesting piece of trivia about yourself. Okay, go.
Okay, I'm Seth. I sing and play guitar. I'm wearing a shirt that I found in my friend's yard about 3 years ago, and some black jeans.
What does the shirt look like?
Oh, it's a Western shirt, a pearl snap. And I have some gravy on it from lunch I just found.
Very good.
So, I had yogurt with blueberry granola for breakfast and a cup of coffee. And I'm left-handed.
All right. Very good. Next.
My name's Brady Smith, and I play guitar in Gentle Ghost, one of three guitar players in Gentle Ghost, and I'm wearing a cardigan sweater thing that I wore yesterday, and a t-shirt that I wore yesterday, and jeans that I wore yesterday, and shoes that I wear every day, and, I had a cup of coffee, lots of creamer, lots of flavor, for breakfast. And, yeah.
Tell me something interesting about yourself.
Oh, man.
Like, maybe you have, like, a third nipple or a mole somewhere.
I feel like I could probably answer that question all the time until I'm asked it.
How often do you change your clothes?
Yeah, that sounded pretty gross, probably. I actually change my clothes a lot. Today, I just happened to be wearing what I wore yesterday. It was comfortable.
Did you sleep in it?
No, I didn't.
That's good.
I physically put them on again. So, that's my wife's not going to be happy
with
that.
That's okay. That's environmentally friendly. That's good.
Yeah. That's it.
Hey, Becky. Okay, my name is Becky, and I play the piano and provide snacks when we go on the road. I'm wearing a yellow dress and red shoes, and I did not wear it yesterday. And I actually didn't eat breakfast, so we just ate lunch, and I put a bacon and egg on my burger to make up for that.
Very good.
Yeah. Interesting fact about myself. I've never done an interview. I interview people all the time and have been on this end of it. And now I understand what I put people through all the time.
So you guys are just about to release your first record. But before we talk about that, tell me an interesting story about the evolution of Gentle Ghost.
Well, Gentle Ghost started with just me. And then I showed some of this stuff to Brady. You know, I was playing in a band called Student Film and a band called Umbrellas, and then kind of had some ideas for some songs, and I'd never really written songs before. This is about a year and a half ago. And I showed some of it to Brady, and Brady was really supportive and was like, hey, let's do this. Let's make this band. And so we did, and we just asked a bunch of our friends to join our band, and I don't know how interesting that is, but I think it's a great story.
It has a happy ending so far.
Yeah, it's great. It feels good.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Sounds like you had no bumps on the road. Do you guys ever get in fights, or have you gone to jail, or any? No.
I don't think so. I can't think of anything. I fired our first drummer about 3 months ago, but that wasn't really a bad deal. It was just things weren't working out that great, so it was a pretty easy split. Yeah, that's where a lot of the tension was, I guess, because I feel like we were all pretty forward-thinking and driven, and he was, and very reasonably, like, thinking about grad school and moving out of state.
Sure.
And so he's kind of, just thinking in that direction more.
It was in everybody's best interest then.
Yeah, it definitely was. And so, and the guy we have now is, he's in medical school, but...
Wow.
But... So anytime that we're not playing, he's got his laptop out and he's kind of out all around him, and it's pretty funny, but it's going really well.
Well, ever since I talked to Student Film, maybe it was 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago? It seems like it.
Yeah.
I've taken a special interest in the music coming out of Oklahoma, specifically Norman, and what's drawn me in is this weird, otherworldly kind of sound that I hear. When I think of Oklahoma, though, I think of, like, guns and Republicans and cowboys and tornadoes and...
Yeah, we've got all that.
Yeah, but aside from all these, like, stereotypes that everybody has, can you guys talk about how your upbringing and environment geographically affects the music that you create?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to be objective about it, obviously, because we're in the middle of it.
Right.
But I can definitely see it. You know, I've been around the country a couple times and see how it's different here than it is other places. And I don't know. I mean, a lot of us were brought up in churches, and that's, I think personally for me, that was a good thing. I think, I don't know. I've got pretty good manners, and so I think I have that upbringing to thank for it. I don't know. There's a lot of diversity here that people aren't aware of. I think it was during the Korean War. There was World War II. I don't remember, but there were internment camps here, and there's a lot of There are a lot of Asian people in Oklahoma.
I'm one.
Oh, yeah. Becky is half Korean. She's born. And we live in Norman, which is where the University of Oklahoma is.
Right.
And it's very... we all went to school there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the band did, actually. And we all... went to AU, so... But I think that, you know... There's a lot of the, like, church upbringing that comes through a lot of the music that's from around here, and some of it's the struggle with growing up in an environment like that, and I don't know. I feel like I'm not explaining very well, but I think it's a great place to be, especially right now, playing music.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, like, I just played a solo show, 2 hours ago at a record store, with this band from Chicago called Barry, and then our friend Brian Webb also played, and it was just really fun to watch mm-hmm. Brian play.
Well, you seem to have a really tight-knit music scene, and of course, this is the impression I'm getting from all the way over here, and mostly, you know, talking to people on the internet, that people in your scene tend to be really supportive of one another. At least that's the impression that I've been given. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, for the most part. I definitely do. You want to jump in, Brady?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of that comes from the fact that a lot of us are just friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy.
Friends first, and then, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just easier to support, like, your friends trying to figure out what they're doing with their lives. And if it's playing music, it's like, yeah, go for it. And so, I don't know, it kind of creates this environment that's pretty fun.
Okay, so if you guys were to fill a time capsule with items representative of today, April 3rd, 2010, what would you include?
Well, I'm holding a root beer bottle. It's like a really fancy all-natural root beer, and we just got that at the record store earlier today, so I put that in there. And my wallet's right here. I would put that in there. But then I'd be sad, I guess. The rest. And I don't know.
Probably another one of those burgers.
I love burgers. Now I'm going to have to eat a burger for dinner. Thanks, guys. All right,
okay,
so.
You guys have...
We have In-N-Out. Have you had In-N-Out?
Yeah, we've had it. We don't have it.
No, I know you don't have it. But we have In-N-Out, yeah. It's amazing.
What's the thing that's not on the menu that's supposed to be really good?
What do you mean? Like, they only have burgers and cheeseburgers.
Yeah, right, but there's a burger that's not, like, it's called...
Yeah,
it's
people order... There's all kinds of different variations that people order. Like, there's all these names for burgers that I can't remember. But there's one that's, like, monster style, they call it, and it's just really, like, giant. But I don't know exactly what's on it, because I just order off the regular menu, which is, yeah. But a double-double is really good. It's just two meat patties and two cheeses and dressing and tomato and grilled onions. They'll grill your onions, which is really yummy.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Just amazing. I love In-N-Out. They have the best French fries. I'm sorry for all my vegetarian friends. I like hamburgers. Get over it. I had a sneak preview of your record, and of course, being a human being, I started to think of ways to describe it by comparison. And I don't speak musician talk, but I have a vivid imagination, so I think in pictures. And so... When I listened to it yesterday, it conjured up images of, now don't laugh, okay, pots of boiling water and walking on the side of the road, and I saw some clouds and some birds, and I was mostly listening to the music and not necessarily the lyrics, so that may have nothing to do with anything, but tell me what images you intended to create with this record, if any?
Thanks. That's a good question. I think you're right in saying, like, walking on the side of the road and clouds. Like, there's a lot of open space that's in the songs. There's a lot of expansiveness that I think we're trying to capture. And I think there's a lot of influence, like, organic influence from, that I take personally from nature, like, from mountain passes, and but yeah, I really kind of I like the desolation that is like a mountain range, and I don't know, I'm really just take a lot of influence artistically from nature in that way. So, and those are the things that I kind of applied to the songs. But honestly, I don't know about these other guys, so I'd like to know too. Man, I don't know. Yeah, I see the nature thing, but I kind of feel like, especially once you get to side B of the record, so like the last four songs, kind of feel very dreamscape to me. There's a lot of once you get to that fifth song, Call Me Back to Bed, it's like being in a dream. And so that's kind of that's the one that stands out for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm proud of everyone involved and like everyone, how well everyone did, how good the performances are. I mixed the record, and I'm personally pretty proud of that, just because it feels good to do something like that. And yeah, I think I'm really excited that it sounds better than what I expected it to, or how, like my ideal vision of this album, I'm actually more happy with it than I could expect it to be, which feels real nice.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I really enjoyed it. So I understand that you have plans for a tour this spring, and I'm hoping you can make it out here to Southern California, because I'd love to hear these songs live. When will that happen, and where are you guys going?
Probably realistically, it's not going to be the spring, but hopefully in the, like, mid-summer will be good. Adam, our drummer, is taking the boards in June. So that we're going to have more time.
Sure.
So we're doing a couple things, like, regionally, lots of, 2 and 3 day jaunts. That will be coming up in the late spring and early summer. And then,
cool.
Yeah, we definitely want to come out there and play at the Casbah sometime.
Yeah, that'd be nice. We'd be happy to have you guys here. So, other than your own recordings, what was the last song you heard before this interview?
Okay, we were... Oh, yeah.
Well, she's local to us, but I guess she's not really local anymore, an artist named Samantha Crane. She came to the student film show last night and gave me a copy of her record that comes out in June. And I guess we were on track 3, Equinox, off of Samantha Crane's You Understood. So, keeping it local, I guess.
Very good, very good. And are there any other local bands, local to your area, that you'd like to give a shout-out to that should be on everyone's radar?
Oh, man. There's so many.
I know.
I always turn into such a ham when people ask me this question, because there's so many people I'm excited about around here. It's like,
and then you don't leave anybody out and hurt someone's feelings. Okay, well, never mind then.
Well, I'll tell you about Ryan Lindsay's new band.
Is it Bronco or?
Well, Broncho.
Broncho. Well, we're from California. See, it just looks like Bronco to me. I would never say it Broncho, but it's Broncho, whatever.
Looks like it to us, too, but.
Yeah. That mispronunciation. I think he's being postmodern or something. But it's great. It has Jonathan Ford of Native Lights and Unwed Sailor, and their drummer Nathan is also in those bands, and our friend Ben King is playing guitar, and he's in Cheyenne. So lots of great Oklahoma bands coming together to make this one really fun punk band.
Cool. So. All right. Now, do you have any last words before the grand finale?
I don't know. I wish I knew what the grand finale was.
Yeah, I'm just nervous about the grand finale.
It's really exciting. You should be nervous. Will each of you please give us your very best pirate impression?
Brady's getting really stressed out.
Yeah.
So is Becky.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could talk about rum.
The booty. Okay. I did mine.
I'm a pirate?
Yeah, well, we're from a landlocked state. We don't have a lot of... We don't run into many pirates. Yeah, pirates of the Port of Catoosa.
Well, it was such a pleasure to chat with you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much, Paloma.
Sure, no, thank you, my pleasure.